one step forward and another back. I nearly stood up and shouted, "I told you so." I was that pleased to see the lineup at yesterday's Legal Futures conference. If you only go to one legal services sector conference a year, this is the one. Hopefully my fellow attendees and new best friends won't realise how close I was as the day got underway to standing up and shouting, "I told you so," to all in the legal profession who've been saying for years this will never happen. What, you may ask, did they think would never happen? Well, dear reader, take a breath and imagine. Non-lawyers providing legal services to consumers or customers or purchasers. Yes, folks, no longer will qualified solicitors charge clients by the hour for perusal, one letter in, 10 hours research, etc. No longer will a lawyer be able to blame a difficult client if the bill is queried. And hopefully no longer will the word sell and services be a dirty word in some parts of the profession. At least not without some competition from others who won't show the same disregard for the needs of those purchasing their services. Take yourself back to 1989, when I was a lowly article clerk and my principal asked me what I was in the building to do. I answered, "Sell our services to people who need them." Huge intake of his breath, followed by, "Young lady, we do not sell. We are good enough to provide our professional knowledge to those who are in need of it in return for some recompense." Huge intake of breath by me for all those years afterwards, as I thought, "Lordy, what have I done entering this world of never giving a price that's fixed, never providing a service which can be productized, never being encouraged to get excited about thinking and asking what the clients really want?" Thankfully for those in the room yesterday, there were very few of the naysayers attending. Most there were either non-legal professionals, or if they were, they were the savvies, as we at Firm Beliefs call them. We stopped categorising lawyers years ago along the lines of Magic Circle, National High Street, etc., and started to use the word savvy or non-savvy, and a few other descriptions that a professional consultant ought not really to reveal. I recall the scene some years ago now when I attended the law management section of the Law Society conference, at which the men from the RAC co-op, large non-law firm corporate, stood up and said, "We are coming and we will take your business. We are more in touch with our customers' needs than you are. We will employ your professional staff and we will take your clients." The ex-solicitor in me shivered slightly at the time. I remain very fond of those in my old profession, and I felt major concern for some of them. But the management consultant in me, the business person, the entrepreneurial spirit, was completely aghast at the majority of the audience, who said, "It will never happen, and if they try it, they won't even get it off the ground." Even then, the words "head in sand" sprang to mind. I don't know if the law management section of the Law Society still attracts the same proportion of non-savvies. Certainly others used to tell me that the same old names seemed to attend, same consultants seemed to speak, the same old warnings. One would hope not by now. So yesterday, to attend Neil's Legal Futures event, see the ABSs as they are known by some, to see the traditional law firms that have made the changes to move forward in full, gung-ho, energetic flow, to hear the insightful questions and chat going on during the day, made me realise even more than before that yes, life as we have been told would never happen is indeed happening. Exciting times, great opportunities. There are legally trained folk out there who can actually be good business people and who can meet head-on those who are from other sectors in this new marketplace. A marketplace which is bigger than before, because those who think that law firms retain their traditional market and the ABSs are entering that marketplace are wrong. We are now in a whole new marketplace, a place for all to shop and all to serve, and the non-savvies must compete in that marketplace. So a step forward and then a step back. Yes, the bar, by which I mean barristers, not the venue at the end of the conference where further chat and jollity took place. During February 2011, I'd heard Peter Lodder, chairman of the bar, speak at a conference. Although he very much took the trade unionist approach overall, he did in fact outline the opportunities, albeit difficult ones, involving change for his members. The bar could seize opportunities and harness change. So imagine my sadness yesterday when, impassioned advocate for justice and the rule of law, which must come first before consumers, Baroness Deitch, chair of the Bar Standards Board, described a profession, the bar, in a manner which simply doesn't ring true anymore with those who use the services, skills and professionalism of the bar. There are, of course, those who will defend the duty to the law and advocacy best practice to their dying day, but most simply want to make a buck or two and have interesting cases. The fact that through her illustrations of what she felt the ordinary man would require in terms of legal advice, etc., how to leave their holiday in Marbella, Benidorm, in their will, she demonstrated a woeful lack of understanding of the ordinary man and what services he might need, which simply detracted from an admiration of her gusto in the face of attack from the Ministry of Justice. I admired her passion to protect a world gone by, but had to keep reminding myself that she is the regulator of the bar, not even the union rep. So in the meantime, it was a good conference, and I shall focus on the steps forward, not the ones back.